So my name is Will George, and I am the Economic Development Officer with the Town of Smithers, recently relocated in mid-September there, and excited to join the team here.
Okay, so as you are new to the position of Economic Development Coordinator, what part of this plan are you stepping into? Because much of this Action Transport Plan is stemming from a 2010 official community plan. So what part of the process are you stepping into?
Yeah, so the meeting that we had in late November there was to talk about taxi and ride sharing programs within the community. So my role as the Economic Development Officer with the town is to explore those opportunities with the business sector to see of business expansion opportunities within the community, and to also put that out to external organizations outside of the community in the region and in the province to expand, to bring their business. So when we're looking at taxi and ride sharing, there's obviously been a need in the community since about May, when our taxi service concluded their services. So we've heard this from the business community as well as individuals. Since then, council has received letters from different organizations, and we're making sure that this is still top of mind and still a priority that we're pursuing. So the meeting that we had on the 24th was not only to share information on what the town's been working on, but also to gather community input and feedback into what role they see for the taxi and the need in the community.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you've read reports from previous taxi services, and I'd say probably the most jarring came from Joyce Pottinger, who shut down Buckley Valley Taxi Service after more than 13 years of service, who said that the reason she couldn't keep drivers hired was because of the mental strain and anguish that they suffered. So do you know, does the town have a response to that, or does the town feel kind of... you want to take on more of a responsibility to partner and give the businesses the resources that they need?
Yeah, so part of the process that we looked at when we were looking to coordinate this meeting at the end of November was to lay all the options out on the table to understand what role our different nonprofits have in the community, what role our businesses have, the hotels, the airport, the town, all of the organizations that have a role within the structure of providing that transportation. So that was definitely something that we brought up, as well as the previous taxi owner as well, different input that they provided into the process. So when we're encouraging a new taxi company to come to the community, we're helping them through that process of understanding what the local market is, what is the permits and requirements on the provincial side as well as the municipal side. So this is the continuation of a dialogue to fill that need in the community.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, you know, to kind of let people know what the local market is, how are you finding that information? Like, I mean, is it mostly through these sort of town hall meetings where you really, really encourage community members to speak up, or are you conducting surveys? What are you doing to kind of collect that data?
Yeah, of course. So we're having individual conversations with the businesses that are most affected there. You know, it's been brought up at the council table numerous times. And this is something that we want to hear from our businesses and from our residents that are feeling the negative effect of not having a taxi or ride sharing business in our community here. So, you know, this information for all of the avenues where we're reaching out to community members and businesses, we want to hear back, and we'll use that information without names or anything like that as we're approaching the taxi companies and ride-sharing businesses that have approval to operate in the region and those that are looking to go through the process to provide services for our community.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So were there any comments that stood out to you from the November 24th meeting that that you found poignant or surprising?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a dialogue. So that's something that, you know, was really stood out to me, that we didn't want to have it of just here's the town sharing what's being done from our side, but having the dialogue of businesses that came forward, concerned residents, and there was lots of ideas that came up of how we can work together to encourage a taxi company or a ride-sharing company. Things that were brought up at the meeting that we've heard from other service providers in the region, in different communities, is the need for drivers who are looking to provide this type of service and ensuring that you know, all the paperwork is followed, and you know, we're inviting those that are interested in becoming drivers for whatever program this turns into, whether it's ride sharing or taxi companies, to you know, let us know, and we're hoping to fill this niche in the near future with a company that wants to come in and provide that service to our community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not sure if you would have, I guess, information being so new into this position, but you know, is Uber something that's being talked about or even entertained from the town's perspective?
So Uber and Lyft are not being entertained. They do not have approval to operate in Northern BC. We have gone through the research and the process to understand which companies have approval to operate in Northern BC. We have a list of those and have approached all of those companies. Uber and Lyft are just in the Lower Mainland and outside of the Northern BC region. So similar ride sharing companies, but not Uber and Lyft.
Okay, gotcha. So is the town taking any sort of actions to ensure a safe environment, as well as incentives for local cab service, especially with the holiday season approaching, when, you know, now that things are opened up a little more, people can go out and parties happen just outside of town. So, you know, is there any sort of kind of quick fix that the town is even considering?
Yeah, so we're facilitating the conversation to see what options can be, you know, a faster fix to this, and, you know, having the conversations with the province to see about a fast track for businesses that are wanting to come in and provide that services. And as we hear of, you know, if there's different red nose services for safe ride homes or whatnot, sharing those. But we want to make sure that the companies that are providing these services, if we're sharing that as the town, that they are, you know, they have the correct licensing, they have the correct, you know, permits with the town and with the province. So, you know, we're sharing those opportunities as they are available, and making sure that they're, you know, have all the correct permits and follow the correct processes there.
Yeah, okay, great. Will, was there anything else that you wanted to share about that meeting, or even just the Action Transit Plan, which is available that people can read if they're interested in it? But that one has a little more to do about people powered ways to commute. So is there anything that you want people to know about new developments, what's coming up in 2023 in regards to taxi services or the transit plan?
Yeah, I think just around the taxi services and rideshare opportunities, we really want to hear from community members and business owners for the negative effect that they're hearing or that they're feeling, and we want to hear from them on this.
What do you mean the negative effect? What do you mean by that?
So, for example, we've heard from our hotel sector, you know, that folks coming in for the at the airport are having difficulties getting to the hotels. Yeah. And same with downtown businesses. You know, so we've heard this, but we want to continue to hear that from businesses. So then, when we're having these conversations with taxi companies and ride sharing companies, we can share, you know, the information that we've heard from the business community and from residents. So we really want to you know, extend that out, and we will continue to keep the community informed, you know, as we continue down this road of filling the business niche in the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if anyone has any, you know, if a company or if someone who's listening, you know someone with the company, what's the best way to get in touch with the town to vie and say I'm interested and to start that process with you?
Yeah, of course. So we do have quite a bit of information, just walking folks through what the process is from the town side as well as from the province's side. And as I mentioned, the province did mention that they have a fast track option because there is a need in the community, and we want to get this filled as fast as possible. So I would say just giving town hall a call, and then we can have a conversation there. And the best number is 250-847-1600, or giving me an email directly at ecdev@smithers.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Will.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And yeah, thank you for the call there, Pam.
Just a little bit of housekeeping here. When Will shared his email address, he said to email him at ecdev@smithers.com, but it is ecdev@smithers.ca.